Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome along, ahoy, it's a brand new Connor Explains. It's the Baffled Boys, back in your ears, making all the noise, figuring out, explaining something huge. We're going to get down to the bottom of it. My name's Dan, thank you for listening. Mark is here as well.
This is not becoming a thing. We are not the Baffled Boys making some noise. This is not a new slogan. You can't just say it enough times and think it's going to stick.
Look, we need to start the podcast with some positivity, and you've put a roadblock in place. You've brought us down. You're the weight at the bottom of our hot air balloon.
I'll be honest, you brought it down when you reuse the let's make some noise line. It's enough. It's gone.
We need to think,
it's done. It's done. It's out.
We need to think about this logically, don't we? We've had the billboards up. We may have some new listeners here, and we're entering maybe their first episode with We're the Baffled Boys Making Noise. I mean, what are we trying to do here?
Instantly turning off. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Look, I'm of the opinion that people need a catchphrase, that people like a catchphrase, and we're the Baffled Boys making all the noise.
I'm all on board for the catchphrase, but that ain't it. That is not it.
Mark, I think we should just let Dan have his moment with it. Just let it run. It will change soon. You'll get bored of it.
This can be like the how you're doing of the Friends show of our podcast. I realise that we're English, but we've got American listeners, so I had to pick something universal there. Thought I pulled it off. So that's me. Mark's here as well. Connor is here. He's the one doing the explaining. Today, he's looking kind of in the ground. Connor, tell us all about it.
Do you know what, right? For the first time in the whole Connor Explains, I'm completely baffed. I'm lost. I don't give a about it. I really am just completely finished. So I'm going to need you two to really help drive this, because basically, we got a group chat and these two numpties decided... Well, actually, it was Dan's suggestion of, why don't you talk about tectonic plates? Well, I've probably had the most boring hour of my life looking at this.
Just the hour?
It's a bit of rock, mate, as far as I'm aware.
Just the hour of the life. So, you know, all those things that you think, oh, you know what? I really want to find out about that. Maybe the Baffled Boys who make all the noise, they can help me understand. They've put in the legwork. They've done the research. Just an hour. Oh, it's a boring hour. Oh.
This is dry, literally. See how I've done that there? Rock, dry, dry, It's just, I mean, something about lithosphere. Something like that. Lithosphere.
You're just taking big words and hoping that by saying it, you're going to come off as intelligent about this subject.
Yeah. Do you know what? Right, I'm going to try my best to give some form of knowledge for the listeners here that they might enjoy, but yeah, I'm finished with this one. It's basically...
We're not even a minute in.
The lithosphere, it's called... which is apparently the rigid outermost shell of a planet, because everyone will see that in their life and give a shit. The crust and upper mantle. It's the crust and the upper mantle it is. And that's broken into tectonic plates. If you didn't know this, this is fundamental information you need in your life right now for anything you do, anything, tax rebates, getting your kids to school. You need to know about the crust of the planets.
Come on, kids, we'll be late for school. Come on, those tectonic plates are going to move soon.
So when you say you've done research, Connor, you copied and pasted on Wikipedia and now
Do you want me to be honest with you? I copy and pasted three things that I thought would allow me to even put together an episode, then watch YouTube videos, because I was just so bored.
Yeah, that's
fine. Is it YouTube videos on tectonic plates?
No.
Or YouTube videos like cats?
YouTube videos on
just
the...
Charlie bit my finger.
No.
Just Charlie bit my finger over and over again.
YouTube videos on the PSA returns of Pokemon cards, and I was fully entertained. Not this.
So what were the three things that you wrote down that you thought, you know what, I can blag, you know what, I need, so I've got these three things, now I need to learn about Pokemon and I can blag myself around the rest of this. So what were the three things?
So that bit about the crust of a planet,
right?
Fundamental, yep. So, isn't okay. it, that we know
one
about
down,
that.
Two to go.
Yeah. Well, that's part of one of them, like the crusty bit. The Earth's lithosphere is composed of 7 or 8 major plates, depending on how they are defined, and many minor plates, because we really care.
Here's the really big question, care. Connor. How would you define
yeah.
them? If it depends on how they're defined, how would you define them?
I give a shit more about the fact my dishwasher is smelling a little bit off at the minute, and it genuinely smells a little bit weird. A little bit like wet dog.
Obviously you should care more about that. It plays much more of a part of your life.
No, but this is on my, it's on my mind right now. Like, I'm thinking about it over tectonic plates.
Do you want to take a 10-minute break, go sort the washing machine out, come back, lit this anew?
So here's
I just know my lunch is going to smell because my plate smells horrible.
Everything that you know and learn doesn't need to be right at the forefront of your brain all the time. It doesn't need to be immediately what you're thinking about. Like, you can, oh, that's an interesting thing. I'll stick it away for later. It's not like you have a RAM of 4 things that you can only ever think about at one time.
Okay, right. All right. No, look, right. Fair enough. Okay, I'll take it on board. But here we go. Okay, I'm just going to bring you to a little question here because you might know a little bit more about this subject than me. Mark, do not lie here. Do not lie. Have you ever, or do you at all, find tectonic plates interesting? Be honest.
Yes.
Oh, what a load of absolute... Dan, do you find tectonic plates interesting?
I do, because I find it interesting that the world's made up of like this jigsaw puzzle, and that the way they move determines quite a lot of the world's geographic features and quite a lot of natural disasters for people. That's very interesting. So, Connor, what was the third thing? So you had the lithosphere, which is a word that you've managed to cram in about 50 times in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm it's just like you four forces it all over again, isn't it? It's four forces. It's four forces. There's a lithosphere.
Do you know the best bit about it? On my Apple Notes, lithosphere is in bold in every sentence because I knew that was like the standout word. I was like, just keep saying that word, Connor. It will sound good.
So there's that. There's the bit about the crusty bit. What's the third thing that crusty you learned before you got distracted by Bulbasaur?
And also as well, just so that people can understand how the mind of Connor Knight works, when I thought about a crusty planet, I was thinking about like a granary piece of bread and you have that crusty layer. So if you just want to get a vision, anyone, then, you know, that's a way of doing that. Plates at our planet's surface move because of the intense heat in the Earth's core that causes molten rock in the mantle layer to move.
So what you're using here, very good. You've done your research. What you're using is a lot of science jargon. Tell me, in plain facts, what is a tectonic plate?
Basically, I think it's something that is part of Earth, and then the Earth's heat moves these tectonic plates, which can lead to volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
what has tectonic plates caused around the world, apart from volcanic eruptions and earthquakes?
I don't really know. They're what associated to...
What happens if two tectonic plates are squashed together?
But if you're in the middle of it, it's going to bloody hurt, isn't it?
Yeah, no one's sitting on the middle of it, legs akimbo, as it goes straight up there, by the way. That's not what's going on. What's caused... Famous things around the world are caused by these tectonic plates pushing against each other.
Hmm.
What are they?
Tsunamis.
No, not tsunamis.
Come on, I'm trying to give you a hint here with my hands.
Could,
come on.
You know, could be tsunamis gradually.
Mountains,
mountain rages.
So never knew that. Wow.
I mean, you only did 15 minutes of research before Pokemon Gold kept calling.
That is in hour 2 of the tectonic plate course, is all about mountain rages.
Now, that's interesting. That's
See?
Interesting.
If only you'd spend an extra 2 minutes.
Calls mountains. Wow. That's interesting, that is. I wish I'd researched that bit.
So they push together, that squeezes them up, which makes these mountain ranges and makes volcanoes as well, which is when molten rock manages to find its way up and seep its way through and then it explode out of the summit.
Hmm. Out of the summit, yeah.
You're just repeating words.
Yeah. So this molten rock that's in the mantle layer, it moves in a pattern called... Do you know what the pattern's called?
He's back to his notes, people. He's back to his notes.
Do we know what the pattern's called?
No, I don't. I'm interested to know what the pattern's called.
It's called a convection cell that forms when warm material rises, cools, and eventually sinks down. As the cooled material sinks down, it is warmed and rises again. I mean, yeah. So, you know what I mean?
What's very interesting is I think there's something called the Pacific Ring of Fire around...
Didn't Johnny Cash sing about that?
Thank you. No,
thank
seriously,
you.
Mark.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Not even a joke if you're just like listening to a few words and literally grabbing for the lowest apple you can find on the fruit tree.
I think you'll find that exactly a joke because that's what I've been doing my whole life. I fell into
a burning ring of fire. I think it's just got to go to HR now, Dan, hasn't it? Because it does genuinely offend me.
But you know who's
you do know
HR.
I'm HR for the podcast.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, brilliant.
So,
yeah.
So. There's this thing called a Pacific Ring of Fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Which is around Asia. I think it might extend to America as well. I'm not entirely sure. The edge of these tectonic plates are just filled with volcanoes. That's why it's the Pacific Ring of Fire. It's where these tectonic plates have squashed together and loads of different volcanoes are around the edge. And it's one of the most volatile places in the universe. Have you heard of the San Andreas Fault, Connor?
No.
Okay, it's where two tectonic plates meet each other in California. That's why there's loads of earthquakes there, because when they move, because of the convection currents that you've said, it's very, very dangerous.
Mm. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. That is, I couldn't even recite back to you what you've just said.
Oh, my word.
I think it's also worth saying, or asking you this question, Connor. How quickly do you think these plates move?
What, miles per hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 mile an hour?
Yeah.
It's, but slowly and gradually over time?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very slowly and gradually over time.
Like, you're not
they might
like
move maybe about 10 centimetres a year.
They haven't got like 900 brake horsepower.
No. It's not really like a Subaru. It's more like an old lady with a Zimmer frame and two replacement hips.
Who's got the burning ring of
fire. Yeah, she's got IBS, yeah.
Yeah.
Because in fairness, that would make her move quicker if it was towards the toilet.
Do you want my final copy and paste that I got?
No,
you'd
move
give us
very
the final
quickly.
Note.
You'd move slowly. If you were an old lady with the and a Zimmer frame, you'd move slowly because you would know that you ain't going to make it for anywhere fast.
Yeah.
So you'd be clenching, wouldn't you? You'd be clenching as you waddled and make you go slowly. Sorry, yeah, Connor, what's your fast copy and paste?
Well, I haven't even read this last copy and paste because sure. I just copy and pasted it.
Who knows what this is going to be?
Yeah, because I didn't really look into this. The movement of Earth's tectonic plates shaped the planet's surface, which we pretty much spoke about, haven't we, for the last 10 minutes. Plate boundaries are important because they are often associated with earthquakes and volcanoes, which we've already said. When Earth's tectonic plates grind past one another, enormous amounts of energy can be released in the form of earthquakes, which you've already said. So that's basically a summary, that final thing that I copy and pasted. Yeah, and there we have it. Tectonic plates. I don't give a shit. If you don't give a shit, good for you. If you do, well, join the Club of Dan and Mark. Because
I'll be honest, I am proud of you for getting through that sentence without stopping and laughing at the word grind. I genuinely thought that's where you would get to and just stop.
Well, that's how the... that's why it's called Grindr. That's why the app's called Grindr. Because back in the day when they were making it, it was made in San Francisco in a place that was there was quite a lot of earthquakes there.
I'm too sexy, that's my door.
And...
Two sex.
I'm through a great anecdote about Grindr.
Sorry, I'm back. Actually, nothing to do with the door there. I was just really bored of Dan's joke.
Well, that is how Grindr got its name. So in San Francisco, they made it an earthquake when they brought it out. And they thought, let's call it Grindr. That's why it's called. It's nothing to do with like grinding on people. It's to do with earthquakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
Can I go?
By the way, I don't want to tease like an email, but I've got an email. I've got a message, which is going to properly prove that I am right about a very long-standing baffled bit of bitterness. So get ready for that next episode. Thank you very much. Mark, do you know what a tectonic plate is?
I do know. I mean, I knew before. I feel like I may know marginally less now. But nonetheless, thank you, Connor.
Connor, do you... Look, I know you're not going to remember much of that because you got some happening with your dishwasher. So,
yeah.
Do you remember, like, any of it? Are you marginally closer to remembering what a tectonic plate is
before
you were, I don't know, 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning?
The only thing that I've taken, that I've digested, that I'll take with me is the fact that they form mountains. Didn't know that. The rest of it is gobbledygook, and I never want to talk about it again.
Okay, great. There we go. It's a brand new Connor. I think he did a very good job, don't you? He explained that brilliantly. We are back with more facts for you on Tuesday. You can get in touch, info@BaffledPod. Give us a follow on TikTok @BaffledPod there. And it's Instagram @BaffledPod there as well. And we will see you on Tuesday. Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Connor.
I am going to get a blood test.
What for?
About my mind and how it works, because you have no idea the things I'm thinking about right now that are so far away from tectonic plates. There's got to be answers, isn't there, to how it works? Seriously.
Quick question. Why do you think a blood test is going to give you the answer?
I don't know, maybe it will answer why my mind is just the way that it is.
I'm not convinced a blood test will tell you that. Maybe go get a brain scan. Lead that way. That might help. We'll talk to a psychologist.
I'll tell you what,
a blood sample, probably not, mate.
If I wake up on Monday and we're talking about suggestions and one of you goes, how blood tests work, I quit. How am I noticing? You've got one more episode out of me, then I'm out of here.
Have you been shoving your head in the dishwasher, trying to sniff out why it smells? Maybe that's got something to do with it.
It smells like a wet dog.
Did you get a dog?
Really bad.
Yeah, have you got a dog?
No. No, my dog passed away. Why are you bringing it up, mate? It really hurts.
Next week, we're going to explain why Connor's dog died, so get ready for that. It's next time on Baffled. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.